Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Man, the days are flying by. It's November 19th. It's Wednesday. So we're a week away from Thanksgiving Eve. You guys know Thanksgiving Eve. When you're a little bit younger and you're coming out of like high school and college, you go back to your hometown, you go to the bar, you get drunk, or you go to somebody's house, you get drunk the night before Thanksgiving. But don't get too drunk. Like, I had some of those episodes where you're so drunk that you're hungover the next day and you don't have an appetite, and then you can't eat the Thanksgiving food the right way. You don't feel right. And back then, I used to be a stupid Dallas Cowboys fan. They used to make me sick on Thanksgiving. Ugh. Used to ruin Thanksgiving on top of the hangover. Man, I don't miss those days. I will be sober, and I will be rooting for the parlays. I don't even know who's playing. I know the Chiefs play this year. Against the Dallas Cowboys. Chiefs will find a way to beat them. Chiefs are having a terrible year, but they'll win that game. The Packers-Lions, the Lions always play. That should be a good matchup, Packers versus Lions. Lions will be coming off of facing the G-men, maybe Jackson Dart. And then there's the Bengals versus the Ravens as the night game. Little AFC North matchup. And then bonus, you know, Amazon's a player now with Netflix and Peacock and everyone else. Black Friday game, the Bears versus the Eagles. So that's next week. Still got to get through week 12. We will start to talk a little bit more about week 12 as the Jets go to Baltimore to face the Ravens. And I just mentioned the G-men will go to Ford Field and face the Lions. But we still have calls coming in on baseball and other things. Let's get back to it. Ryan is in Tarrytown. Great place on the Fan. What's up, Ryan?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Keith. Need a swing on Roar debate. You know, as a respectful Devils fan that you are, thank you.
Yeah, we got smacked tonight.
Okay, I'm going to listen to Ranger again, but I need your Boomer replacement. You want to give me the question to Boomer. New York Rangers, what's up? 1983 or 84 with the sling and the roar? And I have a comma with that. One other thing.
And the Rangers right now are down 2-1 to the Golden Knights as the third period begins.
I mean, but, you know, what about a Rosario at short, and then they trade Stanton to the Red Sox for Bogart if they can get that done?
Thanks for the call, Ryan. I thought Ryan wanted to talk about the Islanders. That's why I was giving him the, you know, first shot at it. The Islanders are rolling, man. The Islanders win 3-2 over the Stars in Dallas. And not for nothing, they are having a special little year here, the year of Matthew Schaefer, right? I am not paying attention. I don't think I've watched any of their games. I've seen some Rangers games. I've obviously seen the Devils games. I think I saw a little bit of when they shut out the Rangers. But yeah, good for the Icelanders. Icelanders fans, maybe you got something this year. Good for you. But yeah, his topic was, you know, the Islanders haven't won in X amount of years. But I guess he was all like trying to get at the Rangers. I don't know. And he says, how about Ahmed Rosario at shortstop? They did not give Ahmed Rosario the opportunity to play shortstop this past year. And I think it'd be Jose Caballero above him. And I think Ahmed Rosario would have to be re-signed. I think he's a free agent. And then he said, Giancarlo Stanton, trade him to the Red Sox for Bogarts. Bogarts, we were just talking about. Bogarts is in San Diego with the Padres. A stupid contract. Anywho, it's Loopy on the late night. This is what happens when we turn over to midnight and I say good morning. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We opened up talking about Trent Grisham. It's okay, Yankee fans. He's not the Grish who stole Christmas. He's running it back with the Yankees. And we got to show him some love. It's year three. I was thinking about it. And I always talk about that night. The Dodgers series 2 years ago where they shut Juan Soto down because of a little bit of a wrist injury scare. And there were Yankee fans that felt the need to chant, "We want Soto. We want Soto," as Trent Grisham was in the batter's box on Sunday Night Baseball against the Dodgers. I missed that one because I yelled so much Friday and Saturday in the faces of Dodgers fans. You do not want to go upstairs to the 300 level when the Dodgers are in town. By Sunday night, I had no voice. Saturday, I had no voice. I was in the Ford Club trying to get a little bit of, you know, salt, lemon, lime, some with some honey to get my voice back. But I was disappointed in the Yankee fans. And it goes back to rooting for the laundry. You don't root against the team, not in the building. If you want to do that at home, do it at home. But, like, to root against Trent Grisham and say, we want Soto, the glazing for a guy that did not want you. A guy that did not want you back, took the first train to Queens, and Trent Grisham hit a homer. And now I think we got to turn the page now that it's the next day and realize Trent Grisham is back for $22 million. It should not stop the Yankees from doing anything that they need to do this offseason to improve and get better. They knew that he could take that back, and they looked at it as insurance. And I look at it as, okay, yeah, it is insurance. You don't want to be without a center fielder because what if Trent Grisham goes and signs with whomever? He's a Cowboy. Maybe he goes and signs with the Houston Astros. And Cody Bellinger signs with the, you know, the New York Mets. Then who's your center fielder? Spencer Jones? Like, they don't want to be in that position, and they will not be now because Trent Grisham will be back with the New York Yankees. And we'll see how it shakes out with Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez. More importantly, with Cody Bellinger. Let's get back to the conversation. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Keith. This was a clear case of the Yankees trying to be cute to get a fourth-round draft pick and will lead to disastrous.
Do you think they cared about the draft pick that much?
Yes. This is the Yankees trying to be
cute. I feel like it's a bigger risk to risk $22 million on a player that like can't duplicate what he did last year. I wouldn't have risked that for the fourth-round pick. I don't care about draft picks. As we talk about prospects or suspects, we're talking about a fourth-round draft pick. Like,
we're talking about Cashman and Mike Fishman. Now, let me tell you what this is going to happen. We all know Al has a budget line of about $308 million. Now, you gave $22 million to Gresham, brings you about, what, $260-something at the moment?
I'm not doing the math because I'm hoping that 300, 307, 308 isn't real because you can't have that when you're going to go after Cody Bellinger and he's going to have suitors in the Dodgers, in the Mets. You can't have that when there are other holes that need to be filled on this team. Volpe is out. You need another catcher. I think you need another starter unless Ryan Yarbrough is really going to be the bridge. Like, I think there's more to do where they can't be penny pinching, man. They can't be putting a self-imposed tax or ceiling on their spending. I don't want to believe it.
Well, see, if you didn't have Grisham, then you could have given Bellinger whatever he wanted.
Right.
And be fine. So
could have still went and possibly gone and signed Grisham if you really wanted him that bad. I don't know. I wouldn't have done it. I said it's stupid to me. I felt like it didn't need to be done. But they are in love with Trent Grisham. And what bugs me out is they're supposed to be so analytical. And you mentioned Michael Fishman. Michael Fishman, you believe that these players are numbers. They are what they are. So you mean to tell me you believe Trent Grisham is more of what you saw this year than what he was the 4 or 5 years before that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I totally agree. But here's my second point. Because you added Grisham, now you can't protect Henry LeRon, who throws 102 miles an hour. I guarantee you, he's eligible now for the waiver draft.
Oh, yeah, they're out on him. They're out on him, in my opinion. They're not going to bid. They're not, like...
Let me finish. This, in my humble prediction, you now will see a major trade involving Lelane, possibly Dominguez, to get maybe a Joe Ryan, Lopez, the kid from Miami, Alcantara. But you now have forced the Yankees not to keep Lelane and to use him in trade, because there's no way you can let him go for free in a waiver draft. I will humbly predict there will be a major trade involving Lelane before the draft.
Who is this we're talking about? Lelane?
Yes, the guy who goes 102 miles an hour.
Okay, see, so I jumped ahead of myself. I thought you were talking about this Tatsuya Imai coming out of Japan.
No.
I'm like, they're definitely out on him.
No,
this is a prospect we're talking about?
Yeah, he played in Nevada this past year.
Okay.
Dude, I've seen him pitch. He is unbelievable. You've now lost him forever.
I don't know why we've lost him forever, and I'm blanking on this pitcher. I know Elmer Rodriguez, Cruz, Henry Lelane.
Yes, he goes 102 miles an hour. He was a starter. He was in AA this past year. And now the Yankees can't keep him because he's not going to go. If they expose him in the waiver draft, 10 teams will pick him up. Mm. Now the Yankees are forced to trade him because they signed Grisham. They protected Chase Hampton, and they choose Hampton, and he's coming. And I know he's been a great prospect, but he hasn't really pitched the last couple of years, and he's coming off Tommy John. But so because of this idiotic move, you now are forced to trade Lelane. And that's now, maybe that was in their plans all along. I don't know. But you cannot expose him in the draft because you lose him for sure.
Right.
And there will be a major trade because of this move.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Yeah, so I did see something about that, and I do know now who we're talking about. In my mind, I'm thinking Tatsuya Imai. So the Yankees protected Chase Hampton, Spencer Jones, and Elmer Rodriguez Cruz ahead of the Rule 5 draft. Now potential prospects who could be swiped from the Yankees at the winter meetings include relievers Raiselman, Heston Morrill, Harrison Cohen, top 10 prospects Henry Lillane, and Brock Selvidge. Slugging first baseman TJ Rumfield and outfielder Jace Avina. And I don't pretend to be deep in the farm and in the prospects. I am a baseball fan, but I'm also a NFL fan. I am also a college football fan. I'm also a NBA fan, NHL. I think if you're really just a baseball fan, you could zero in and know all of these guys. But as I do go back to something that I had, there's an article from my guys over at Yanks Go Yard about this. So Bruce claims that this Henry Lillane is long gone, and I'm not really too worried about that because he pitched for the Tampa Tarpons. Now, he is 6'7", 211, age 21, and Bruce is saying that he throws 102. Reading up on him right here, he was born in the Bronx, so that might be a miss, especially if some 4 years from now he becomes an ace, but I can't be too worried about that. I need to win the World Series in 2026. I need the Yankees to stack the deck and do what they got to do right now to make sure that this team can come out of the American League and meet the Dodgers or whomever comes out of the National League. Tony's in Montreal with us. Timber Tony, go for it. You got it.
How you doing?
Good.
I was listening to your Bellinger thing, and I also got sidetracked by your Icelanders thing. I just wanted to quickly say about the Icelanders. One of my favorite players ever is Mike Bossy. His cousin coached me in junior hockey in the Pierrefonds Pirates. And yesterday I went back to the old Laval Coliseum where Mike was playing when he was playing for the junior major national, the Nationals of Laval, which is the same team that Mario Lemieux played for. And if you look at these, I just want to quickly say these stats. You got to look at these stats. They're ridiculous stats. 68 games, 70 goals. 66 games, 84 goals. 64 games, 79 goals. 61 goals, 75. And this guy put the Islanders on the map. 9 seasons of 50 goals. One of the most prolific goal scorers. He's the equivalent in hockey to me of Aaron Judge. 9 seasons. And the reason he didn't get 10 is because he played with a broken back on the last season. I just want to say really quickly, if you give me a little bit of a leeway here, Bellinger should be signed. But you know that the Yankees have almost a 0% carrying of debt. And the teams that carry a lot of debt are teams like the Los Angeles Dodgers, who carry approximately 7%. So their operating costs and their operating revenue can surpass that 7% carrying, which is almost $500 million. The Yankees have 1%. They're not interested in carrying any debt. So that means they're not going to sign people like Bellinger. They're getting to the point where they're saying, hey, we're worth $8 billion. Why should we spend any money? That's where they're going.
Yeah, but they have to. They absolutely have to because the fans will.
I don't think they shouldn't.
Yeah, the fans won't accept them not getting Cody Bellinger or Kyle Tucker. It's one or the other this offseason. And if they miss out on both.
It's great. But Keith, you know, he's an amazing player. You remember that catch he made in left field where he doubled someone off
against the Mets? Yeah, it was in the Subway Series at Citi Field.
Yeah, you
saved the day.
You said it, man. We were talking about it the night I called. I go, this guy's he's superhuman. He's something else. Yeah, I agree. You should sign him. But you know, you have the model like in the early 70s. You had the Expo model where they drafted kids that were kids and they became superstars. Then you had the Braves that went after superstar pitching staffs. Then you had the Yankees with the Bombers, and then you had the current version of that is the what I call the demolition hitting crew, which is the Toronto Blue Jays. So what is the magic today? I don't know. I
Aaron
can't
Judge.
Answer that question, but well, I'll tell you one thing. His time is running out. You know that, Keith. You're
I
an
do.
Athlete. You're 36 years old, man. He's not 26. And, you know, like I said, in the long run, these athletes, which we love, they have a time span and a shelf life. And the teams such as the Yanks, who are billion-dollar franchise, $8 billion. They have to decide, do they keep the stakeholders happy, the Yankee fans, or do they keep their pocketbooks happy? That's the medium. The people out in La La Land, they decided they're gonna mortgage their future with deferred contracts. The Yankees say no to deferred contracts.
Thanks for the call, Tony. There's an obvious pecking order. Obviously, the Yankees have their own business and shareholders and way they do things, and we come second. You can want, and like I said, today is a day the Yankee universe was not celebrating Trent Grisham coming back. The Yankee universe didn't celebrate him getting the qual. It was like this last month, he gets a qualifying offer. A week ago, we get a report that he's going to decline it. And then yesterday, we find out that he's going to take it. And I think it was greeted with mostly negativity. Mostly, this sucks. This is bad. We don't want this. Why? You know, I said I would go to the Yankees Twitter and just read it. And I tried to be positive. Here's what I said, right? Because after I got over it today, I said, they big sleeping on you, Trent. Let the response motivate your offseason. Use the negativity as motivation. Come back and do it again and leave your mark in October. That's the only way to get respect around here. Congrats on the payday. But I joked underneath the comment because there were a bunch of other comments. I said, the Grish who stole Christmas. mostly it's Curb Your Enthusiasm give, Dumb and Dumber gifts, and people saying F the front office. Send Cashman to Cuba. His mustache does more work than the Yankees general manager. A gif of someone drinking bleach. Like this, the Yankees put out, welcome back Trent Grisham, with a picture of Trent Grisham, and it is greeted on Yankees Twitter by, you know, probably 90% of trolling, negative jokes about the guy. Because we don't care. He had a great season for the Yankees. Someone even went as far to say that we made it to the postseason, we don't make it to the postseason without Trent Grisham. I think that's a stretch, but I guess it's valid. He had his best season ever this year. He was a part of it. He helped win a lot of games. He helped keep us in a lot of games. He tracked down a lot of fly balls. He hit home runs. Oh, man. Someone replied underneath. Dr. Will says, Trent Grisham, 2025 postseason. 11 games. Slash line 208, 300, 417. Plate appearances 40. He had 7 hits, 3 doubles, 0 triples. No, this is incorrect. This is incorrect. This is not. I'm like, I watched it. This isn't what happened. But I do need to pull his numbers because his postseason numbers were abysmal. Where that was the main thing for me to say, that's it. It's all we need to see here. We got the pop, you know? We got way more out of him than expected in the regular season, and then nothing in the postseason where I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. But the Yankees weren't good. So it doesn't matter if I'm good. The New York Yankees decided it was worth the qualifying offer. I know Bruce said it was, you know, trying to be cute and get the compensatory pick off of the qualifying offer. I don't think it was that either. Like, who cares about a fourth round pick? I think they honestly looked at it as insurance. And I went back to talking about, hey, like, we had to trade for Harrison Bader. We didn't have a center fielder. We had freaking Greg Allen in center field not that long ago. We had IKF in center field not that long ago. We had Judge playing center field. Judge can't play now. Like, there's some of you that want Judge to be at first base. It's a wrap for Judge playing center field. We don't want to see that. And so now Trent Grisham shores up that you have a center fielder in the event that Cody Bellinger signs elsewhere. They do not want Dominguez in center field at all. They didn't once try the combination of Cody Bellinger in left, Dominguez in center, Judge in right field. And I get it. I get it because most of the reports and most of the people said, if you think he's bad at left field, he's just as bad at center field. I didn't see that in the first 8 game sample size in 2022 or 2023. But the Yankees know what they know. And I know what I know. I'm guarded. I'm not letting the Yankees hurt my feelings. I'm not expecting anything. So I knew when it was put out there that he could accept it. I'd hope for him to go elsewhere. But great payday for the guy. The guy earned it. He goes from $5 million this year to $22 million after a no-show in the postseason. He's your starting center fielder again. And hopefully that hamstring is healed up, and hopefully he did find something, and he can duplicate his postseason or his regular season performance, and then we get to the postseason next year, and he's got redemption. That's all you can hope for. Hope week continues. 888-808-1019. But again, the feeling of they're running it back, the feeling of they think that they're close is prominent right now. Like that has been my overarching feeling. I said it during the postseason. After we got eliminated, I take no solace in the fact that we were eliminated by the Toronto Blue Jays and they were this close to winning the World Series, but I think they do. I think they can go to sleep at night knowing we won just as many games as we did in the year we went to the World Series. It was a tiebreaker that didn't get us the division this year, and we threw away games with our stupid decisions. How many times are you going to pitch Devin Williams? You let Devin Williams, at least that I remember, it was at least like 12 or 13 different opportunities that, like, maybe if you didn't go Devin Williams, you win those games. One of those games could have changed your fate, your outcome. Maybe if you didn't have DJ LeMahieu out there who couldn't get to routine ground balls, Jazz Chisholm at third base making things more difficult, maybe you win one of those games. Maybe if you didn't run Volpe out there with a hurt shoulder, acting like he's good, he's okay, and you went to Caballero sooner, maybe you get one of those games where Volpe's striking out an automatic out and then also leading the American League in errors. I don't know, folks. I don't know. I'm jaded. I am at the point with the Yankees, I'm aging out. I'm not excited. I'm going to always be a Yankee fan, a baseball fan. And for my own personal enjoyment and interest, I will go to spring training. I'll be at opening day. I'll probably go to 30 games this year. Instead of 40, 50 games, 30 games this year. Because I just don't believe. And like, what makes you believe? What makes you believe is an offseason of putting the horses in the stable where you look at this team and you say, we can compete with anybody. I don't believe that they can compete with everybody and anybody. They struggled against the Boston Red Sox all regular season. They were able to get them at the end of the year. The Boston Red Sox weren't necessarily healthy, and they weren't world beaters. In a longer season, a longer series, maybe you got to face Crochet twice. Like, maybe you don't fare so well. That's the biggest thing the Yankees can say that they did this year. They're the first team to come back from down 1-0 in the wild card. History made. But, like, the Rogers Center becoming a house of horrors and a team that we always look down our nose upon, a team that we were like, yeah, they want to be the Yankees. They're always talking about the Yankees whenever, you know, they have an opportunity to say who their rival is or who they hate the most is the Yankees, and we don't view them like that. They spanked us this year. They set it up Boxing Day. They had a 4-game set. Like, they set it up. They were wearing their red Boxing Day jerseys. We couldn't box with them at all. At all. And they go on to the World Series. And thank God that they didn't win. I legit was praying on it. And I didn't understand some of y'all that were rooting for Mattingly, Donnie Baseball. Oh, that's another thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was a troll call with Greg Nettles, and shout out to Greg Nettles. But you know how the Errors Committee, the Veterans Committee, you know, the contemporary baseball era player ballot, like that comes out. And I don't know. I'm looking up. Don Mattingly, I believe, is on it. Let me see if this is correct. 8 former big league players comprise the contemporary baseball era player ballot, which features candidates whose primary contributions to the game came since 1980. And the results of the contemporary baseball era committee vote will be announced live on MLB Network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on December 7th. First off, Barry Bonds, who should have been in the Hall of Fame. The Rocket, Roger Clemens, got to hang out with him at David Cohn's golf outing. Great storyteller, awesome guy. Carlos Delgado, who was just in town for PR versus DR, Puerto Rico versus the Dominican Republic that went down over the weekend at Citi Field. Jeff Kent, and what just sparked my memory, Don Mattingly is on this ballot. Dale Murphy, Gary Sheffield, and RIP Fernando Valenzuela, Fernando Mania. So that's the list of the Errors Committee for this year going into the Hall of Fame voting. Here is the Baseball Writers of America 2026 Hall of Fame ballot. Bobby Abreu, Carlos Beltran, Ryan Braun, Mark Burley, Shin-Soo Chu, Edwin Encarnacion, Gio Gonzalez, Alex Gordon, Cole Hamels, Felix Hernandez, Torrey Hunter, Andrew Jones, Matt Kemp, Howie Kendrick, Nick Markakis, Daniel Murphy, Dustin Pedroia, Hunter Pence, Andy Pettit, Rick Porcello, Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, Francisco Rodriguez, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Omar Vizquel, and David Wright. So was it Ray in Babylon? Who, I mean, maybe Greg Nettles was your favorite player. Greg Nettles, I did not. That seemed kind of odd to me. I was like, I did not hear anything or see. And like, I'm connected with a lot of those folks. Like I said, I did the Thurman Munson Gala, and I talked to a lot of the people that, you know, kind of rendezvous still with Roy White and Mickey Rivers. I've had Roy White, Mickey Rivers, Goose Gossage, Bucky Dent. I've had all of them on my show. I didn't hear anything about that. So just to kind of clear that one up, that's not something that, I don't know. If you were listening, you heard that. I did the research during the break. That's not a thing. But maybe, you know, Greg Nettles should be, in your opinion. And I didn't see him play, but I respect his game and what I know and what I've seen and what I've heard. And from literally being around the guy himself, he's a straight shooter, a good storyteller, a no-nonsense guy, and an old-school baseball player. Man, I love, you know, being around those guys and them telling their stories of their team and what the, you know, late 70s Yankees were like. It's way different now. And they look at what goes on now with the, I don't even need to say, like they're just, you know, they're cut from a different cloth. The game was way different. The standard was way different. The world was way different when they played baseball and put on the pinstripes under a younger George Steinbrenner. 888-808-1019. Talking about how Steinbrenner's New York Yankees, $308 million. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about a $308 million, you know, salary cap for the Yankees. For what? What are we talking about? You're trying to win? Go get Bellinger and go test the rest of the market for who else you can sign and who else you could trade for. Met fans, call me up if you're trying to trade Brandon Nimmo, where and for whom. Jeff McNeil, where and for whom. The other news out there is that the Mets are interested in Devin Williams. We'll talk about that when we come up, come back. And it's got to come up that Edwin Diaz, like there's no way you can lose Edwin Diaz. Talk about not having pitching and losing Edwin Diaz that year. Doesn't make any sense. Frankie Montas released. And Pete Alonso obviously pending. So we'll do a little bit more on the Mets when we come back. And I also do think that the Mets could do something really funny. I wouldn't think it's that funny. But they could play the game, the same game they played with Juan Soto last year. They could play that same game with Cody Bellinger this year. And if the Yankees lose Cody Bellinger this year after losing Juan Soto, how? I don't think we could ever live it down. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
And we're right back on The Fan in New York with a little West Side Cali flow for you. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. KM to AM. Keith McPherson on The Fan. You got me till 2 a.m. Shout out to everybody rocking in the chat as we approach 150. By 2 a.m., let's get to 200. I see everybody talking amongst themselves about miscellaneous things in sports and other things, and I'd like to speak on the Mets again. Let's first take this call from Phil in Sheepshead Bay. You got it, Phil.
Hey, Keith. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm looking at Ranger Suarez and perhaps Mike King. Mm-hmm. Any pitching, legitimate pitching. Whatever happened last year happened. They can't rely on those guys. Senga was a big disappointment. And now they signed for big money and he fell apart. I don't know what happened to Peterson. So I think those two guys would fit in very well. Even if they have to give up prospects, let them do it. They got to make a move. They also need a center fielder. And I was going to ask you, who's out there that could hit, get on base, and play a legitimate center field?
Cody Bellinger. Hold on. Thanks for the call. Cody Bellinger. Trent Grisham, but he's not available anymore. Pitching. The Mets cannot have enough pitching. If I'm David Stearns, I'm never letting what just happened last year happen again. I can't. I would feel like it would cost me my job. I would be out there looking for pitchers, starting pitchers. Michael King. Michael King in New York, we used to call him. There's got to be some interest there. He's great. You mentioned Ranger Suarez. Sure. Take him away from Philly. They spend money, though. He declined his qualifying offer. But if he wants to go back with the Phillies, who feel like they're in their championship window, I think they'll spend to bring him back. You got to spend. It takes to get. Like, you got to give to get. And, you know, speaking about the pitching as well, the interest in Devin Williams, understandably so. But I don't think it should be Devin Williams as a replacement for Edwin Diaz. The two are not the same. Devin Williams is a one-inning guy, and he admits it himself. The Yankees got away a couple times trying to stretch him, but he admits it himself. He wants to go and face his three-batter minimum and be done. Edwin Diaz can get you six outs, you know? Edwin Diaz is arguably the best in the game. You lose Edwin Diaz, you're really in trouble. The super pen that the Mets tried to build with Ryan Helsley and Tyler Rogers and Gregory Soto, like, how did that go? It did not go well. I feel like Edwin Diaz is someone that Steve Cohen steps in and says, we won't be outbid. But, you know, when I heard that audio, and I think we posted on WFAN's Twitter about Edwin Diaz saying, oh, yeah, I'm staying out of his between my agent. I think he's not a Boris client. I think he's represented by Wasserman. He's staying out of it, and He says it's 50-50. It shouldn't be 50-50, bro. If you want to be a Met, it should be higher than that. It should be higher than that for you to return. But maybe he's playing a game. Maybe he was told to say that. I think Luke Weaver is a Met. If they're interested, I think Luke Weaver definitely signs with the Mets. And if he wants to stay there, 100% gets done. But yeah, Devin Williams, that story came out. Mets have interest in signing Devin Williams in addition to Edwin Diaz. It should not be to replace Edwin Diaz. Let's go to Sam in New Canaan, Connecticut on the Fan next. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Keith. How's it going? I'm a big fan here.
Thank you. It's going well. Thanks for calling.
I just want to say congratulations to Greg Nettles. I'm so happy.
Greg Nettles? I don't understand the Greg Nettles stuff tonight. Like, and it's just not a good troll. It's like, I'm like, I actually like know the guy. Like, I'm like it's not a good troll. I don't get it, Jason. I don't know. Like, you didn't get me for a second. I think it was Ray in Babylon that called. I didn't fall for it for a second because, like, it's been a long time. And I had to go pull up the errors committee because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I just saw that. And if his name was on there, it would have came up. It didn't. Donnie Baseball's name came up. But all right, you guys don't want to talk baseball for serious? We can switch to football conversation. I got plenty to do there. That was going to be my 1 o'clock hour, but we can go there now if we need to. You know, I'll unload those things now. Because I knew it was loopy on the late night at like 12:06. I forget what was said around 12:06, but I just knew this was going to be one of those nights when you're in between, right? We're not all the way into week 12 of the NFL. The Knicks didn't play. Nobody cares to talk about the Nets losing to the Celtics. Yeah, we'll talk about the football part of it. So let's start with Cam Scataboo. I didn't really lean into it last night. And shout out to Big Mac. He had a good take. Like, I woke up this morning and I saw Big Mac's take. And it did well. It did numbers. And I like that. So what I'm going to say is there's no such publicity as bad publicity unless it's criminal, right? Like Pat Beverly right now has some bad publicity. Like that, you don't want that kind of publicity. But Cam Scataboo did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. Now, a lot of people use the word optics today. I don't care about the optics. You know what looks worse optics-wise for the Giants than Cam Scataboo going to Madison Square Garden and participating in a bit, in a segment, in a fake? Like, you guys know that the wrestling is fake. Like, that's all staged. It's acting. It's glorified. Like, come on. You know what looks bad optic-wise for the Giants more so than Abdul Carter and Cam Scataboo going to WWE and pushing wrestlers around? The Giants firing their coach, losing again in their building, being on another losing streak back-to-back years, and Joe Shane still being employed. That's the optics that look really bad, right? Now, I mentioned Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter, he's got no shame. He's somebody that I think should have declined, should have laid low. Because I think, you know, I was listening to Evan and Tiki, and they said that all the rookies were invited. Like, Jackson Dart could have been there, but I think Jackson Dart used his noggin. It's like, I'm in concussion protocol. I don't need to pop up there. I don't even need to get close. Because what if I do get put? Like, nope. But Cam Scataboo, he came out and he tweeted something today that it really changed my opinion. Well, not changed my opinion, but like, sometimes you need to hear somebody talk about it. Like, because my opinion was like, it's business. Last night I was talking about how, you know, that video is going to do a million views tonight. It's all marketing. It's all promo. He replied to the BT's take. He replied to a tweet from WFAN, which I like that too. You know, go ahead, you know, reply to WFAN, the home of the New York Football Giants. Bring us more eyes and ears and attention, and somebody might scroll and say, who's this black dude with the long hair? That comes right back to me. But Cam Scataboo replied to try to clear up, I don't know. He didn't even have to do this. And Abdul Carter also didn't need to reply on Twitter, whatever. But this is the younger generation. They live online. They live on social media. They're not worried about what they're tweeting and what they're sending off. And that's good. I'm trying to find the tweet now. But he basically told BT, like, yo, don't worry about it, boss. Like, it's all good. And, you know, it was safe. And I think BT says Monday Night Raw would be the last straw and he would fire Joe Shane and everyone beneath him. That's what I'm saying. The optics are worse for the GM and the regime. Like you guys are losing and you guys are signing off on this. Like, there's no shame to lay low. Abdul Carter, I felt like, should have laid low. You're in the news for falling asleep, which he said he didn't fall asleep on Twitter, and missing a walkthrough. You were in recovery. You were in the room or whatever. The optics look bad on the people in charge. The optics look bad on the people that tell these players what they can and can't do. Somebody in the Giants signed off on it, but I understand because it is entertainment. It is New York. They are at Madison Square Garden. Were the Jets there? Did they have Justin Fields over there? Was Breece Hall around? I mean, maybe they were in the building, but they were not featured. So everything now is social media. Like I said, that video blew up. And the reaction that it got, I said last night, the Jets and Giants are great for sports talk radio and Twitter. They're great for it. Because they give us so many storylines and things. They give us so many things to talk about and laugh about and react to. And that was one of them. That was one of them. No running backs on the IR were harmed in the production of that bit. And I have no issue with it at all. I was on last night. I didn't have any issue with it. My only two things were like Abdul Carter holding up a Giants belt, like a championship belt. Bro, you guys are on another losing streak. You're laughing stocks. It's not a good look. But it's also completely fine. So here it is. Cam Scataboo replied to the tweet from WFAN, which is great. 14 hours ago, BT says it was a dumb move by Cam Scataboo to be pushed around at Monday Night Raw. Scataboo replies and says, foot was off the ground and the boys had my back. Salute emoji. Trust me, wouldn't do anything to jeopardize anything, my G. And the good folks at our digital team reply with 888-808-1019. You should have sent somebody, you should have sent the warm line, the direct line, the bat line to somebody over at the Giants. Like, hey, have them call in. I responded, bro, we need the taco content ASAP. Because if you guys saw Eli Manning and Peyton Manning on the Manning cast had Guy Fieri on and they had him demonstrate whether he dominates the taco or doesn't dominate the taco. And I'm like, I don't care about him. I don't care about how he... We need to see Cam Scataboo. Does Cam Scataboo eat the taco straight on? Or does Cam let the taco dominate him? But then, you know, this is where I realized this is a young man living his dream. And it kind of brought me back to the young man that I became a fan of when he was at Arizona State that passionately said on the microphone, I'm the best running back in this draft. And who knows, if he didn't get hurt, he might be standing on business with that. He put out a tweet where he said, hey, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside the box, trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say. Another salute emoji. At the time, that tweet had 6 million views, and I go back to, there's no such publicity as bad publicity. He now has 138,000 Twitter followers. He did not have that many a couple weeks ago. And that now has 7.1 million views. He is a streamer where he's already gone viral with his streaming content. Three things that I saw. I've not tuned in to watch his stream yet. Shout out to everybody watching my stream on WFAN YouTube channel. We're up to 154. We're trying to get it to 2 in this next hour before C-Mac comes on. You know, the taco thing was hilarious. You know, do you dominate the taco or you let the taco dominate you? Do you turn your head or eat it straight on? Then he's showing us his shoulder injury where he can pop this like weird bone out of his shoulder. And then he showed everybody his ankle's good where he could flex his ankle. So much was made out of the whole WWE thing. I don't think it matters. You know what I thought was funny too? Roy Robertson Harris, the nose tackle that, you know, gets some reps in there sometimes when they take Dexter Lawrence out, sometimes with him. He was there, and I didn't even know that was him. That was him in the Yankee jersey. That was him in the pinstripes. I didn't know. You know, that's the thing about football players. A lot of these guys, you see them with their helmets on. If they're not the main guys, you don't know who they are. You knew that was Andrew Schultz. I told my Schultz story last night. You knew that was Abdul Carter. You knew that was Cam Scataboo, of course. And that's another thing. Maybe this came together in the last couple weeks since Cam Scataboo was hurt, but also maybe this came about months ago when Cam Scataboo is running over Zach Bond and the Eagles, and WWE's like, yeah, we like his style. Let's reach out to him. But nah, man, he really, when he put that tweet out, it's got 149,000 likes, 6,400 retweets, 3,700 replies. Like, this is a kid who lived his dream of being drafted into the NFL. He started bruising people, running people over, scoring touchdowns, balling in the NFL. Zach Bond, who I speak of, hip drop tackles him, cranks his ankle, season over. And he cannot help the team there in a free fall, losing, losing, doing nothing but losing. So he is going to go to UFC. He is going to go to WWE and play into it. He was at the Knick game flexing when OG dunked the ball. And now he is on StreamYard. You got to let these people live. And I hope he's making extra money off of it, because his contract, I don't know his contract, it can't be anything too crazy. I remember looking it up, actually. It's not, because I remember when he got fined for the going into the blue tent. I'm like, that's tough. Yeah, he's got a $5 million rookie contract, a four-year $5.27 million rookie contract with a $1.07 million signing bonus. That's a lot to me, but like that compared to what Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley, you know, those guys make playing running back. It's not even close. So I hope he is, you know, really expanding his brand and build. And he is. You don't have to hope. You know, this guy, everybody knows this guy now. If you didn't know him coming out of Arizona State, you know him, and you know him as a giant. 888-808-1019. So it's a positive thing. But, you know, people always want to spin things negatively. Oh, they're a laughingstock. The Giants are a joke. Oh, who allowed this? I said, optic-wise, the optics aren't bad for Cam Scataboo. He didn't get hurt. Nothing changed with his status. The optics look bad for Joe Shane, because some people are judging Joe Shane, saying, like, this is what's going on. I think the Abdul Carter thing is more egregious. Abdul Carter just had to sit. He's healthy. Abdul Carter just had to sit for a series for discipline. You go out, lose the game. He still has a half a sack, and he's at Monday Night Raw showing the Giants belt being laughed at. The Giants aren't winning games. Like, what are you flexing? What are you putting the belt up for, Rook? They're clowning you for asking for Abdul Carter's number and Phil Simms' number. And I really do hope Jackson Dart comes back. We'll do a little bit more on Jackson Dart, because now we're going into the Lions week, and he's got a clear concussion protocol. And I did have a take that I said he should play. It's football. He's got to continue to develop. This is a part of his development, coming back from concussion protocol, stepping back into the, you know, starting lineup, under center, leading the team, now with a different head coach. Like, this is part of the experience. And I saw Clutch Points NFL put out, between the Eagles and Broncos, who could meet in the Super Bowl? They only have one game with 30-plus points allowed. The Eagles' defense, the Broncos' defense, two really good defenses. It's when they face Jackson Dart. When they faced Jackson Dart, they gave up 34 points, the Eagles. When they faced Jackson Dart, they gave up 33 points or 32 points to Broncos. The Broncos obviously came back to win. But it says a lot. And it goes on to say the crazy part is that he did it with major offensive line problems, no run game stability, Malik Nabers out for the season, and still learning the league on the fly. And with a head coach that's no longer here. So when we come back, we'll do more on football. Setting up this last hour, we got to talk about the Jets too. and week 12 of the NFL, some injuries going on in the NFL, some expectations as we get closer to knowing who's going to win their divisions and the playoff picture. And yeah, the NFL is still cooking. Obviously, the hot stove is on now, and we're cooking with baseball, but we are on the second half of an NFL season. It's over for the Jets and Giants, but there's still a lot of things at play with Tankathon and still much to be seen. So, of course, give me your calls on Trent Grisham and Devin Williams and Greg Nettles. And then, of course, we're going to start talking more NFL football around the Jets and Giants this last hour. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.